draw the needle too, I think, and be all you can see to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were in Russellville and just by accident, there was an old friend of yours in there. You'd come home and tell your daughter about it and say, this morning I, what?
I didn't catch that. I was thinking of someone else.
If you were in Russellville and there was an old friend of yours in there that you hadn't seen for a long time, and you'd come home and tell your daughter about it, you'd say, this morning, you remember Joe Green? This morning I
let him in down.
Mm-hmm. You ever say it a different way?
I saw my old friend, Jim Green.
Mm-hmm. Or instead of saying met him, could you say something else?
No, I don't mean by to.
Mm-hmm.
It sound right.
Well, in this little story I told, the man's friend offered him a candy bar, and even though he didn't like candy, he wanted to be polite, so he did what?
He ate it.
And after he had wrestled with the bear, they were both so tired, and it was a hot day, so they did what? They
wore out.
Mm-hmm. And they were so wore out that they saw a log sitting over there, so they just went over and they did what?
So what?
A log.
Oh, oh.
They went over to the log and
went over and took a seat.
Mm-hmm. Or another way of saying it, they simply
sit down.
And if a kid is 5 feet 1 year and the next year he's 5 foot 4 inches, you'd say in 1 year he certainly
grown 4 inches.
And you see this kid and you look at him and you say, my, you have
grown.
And I suppose I see something on the ground that looks real interesting. It's so small that I can hardly see it, so I get down on my knees to look at it. You say, I saw it, and it looks so small that I did what in order to see it?
I nailed down.
Mm-hmm. And suppose in the morning I don't feel too well and I just don't get up. I stay there. So you say all day he just
you feel bad, you don't want to get up.
Yeah, so all day he just what?
Rest.
Mm-hmm. And the next day you're telling about it, you say,